In 2013, the New Black Fest in New York City commissioned six very diverse playwrights to write 10-minute plays on the topic of Trayvon Martin, race, and or privilege. The commission resulted in a collection of one-acts titled Facing Our Truth, which continue to be presented around the country, often around February 5th, Trayvon Martin's birthday. Facing Our Truth's purpose is to spark serious discussion in our collective communities around these urgent issues. Multicultural Bridge, Wham Theater, Berkshire Theater Group, and Yvette Jamuna Serker are joining together to present a reading of Facing Our Truth on Saturday, February 6th at 7:30 p.m. at the Colonial Theater in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, with a moderated panel and community discussion to follow. Here to tell us more are Kristen Van Genhoven and Artistic Director of Wham, I should mention, of Wham Theater. Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for having us.
Always good to have you here, Kristen. Thank you. And Gwendolyn Hampton Van Sant is CEO and founding director of Multicultural Bridge, and a great pleasure to have you on our program as well.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much, Gwendolyn.
Thank you. So
how did this all come about?
Well, in 2014, Wham Theater was producing a play by Winter Miller called In Darfur. And around the same time, there was a shooting that happened in Pittsfield, unfortunately not the first one and not the last one. And there was a lot of conversation going around Facebook about what can we do, how can we move forward, what sort of conversation do we need to have as a community. And Winter told me about Facing Our Truth, because she's one of the six playwrights that was commissioned by New Black Fest to write a 10-minute piece in response to Trayvon, race, and privilege. So when she told me about that, I reached out by email to a few community leaders, including Gwendolyn, and said, maybe we could present this as a staged reading in our community, since storytelling is such a new way, a great way to see different perspectives and find new ways into these urgent and challenging issues.
So why is this important, Gwendolyn?
It's important because we are facing lots of violence against African Americans and African American males. And we, I think, are plagued with believing we're far beyond racism and systemic racism. And this play highlights different issues and different perspectives around this one incident that everybody can relate to in some way or another.
Meaning many of us feel that we're beyond that, that we've moved forward, but we haven't.
Right. People say we have a president of color. You know, we all people adhere to the colorblind, like we see people, not their color, and they're not aware of the biases and the systemic issues that are still relevant in African American lives.
Tell us a little bit about the piece itself.
So there are six, basically 10-minute pieces, and we're very lucky they're going to be performed by a combination of professional actors and community members who are activists and leaders in our community and really interested in being part of this conversation. So they're stepping out of their comfort zone to be involved. And the pieces are written by a variety of diverse playwrights. Of obviously, Winter Miller is one of them, a woman named Dominique Morisseau, Mona Mansour, Marcus Gardley. There's quite a few that came out. And they really are arranged. One of them is a folk opera, and George Zimmerman and Trayvon Martin are actually in that together. One of them is this really, it's a really funny piece where it's a satire about a white woman whose psychiatrist diagnoses her quote-unquote negrophobia, and kind of she goes on this interesting adventure of kind of having to live her life as a black person and where that takes her. And then the piece Gwendolyn is in is about it's the point of view of a mother, you know, much like Trayvon's, and Gwendolyn and her real life son JV are actually acting in that. So Gwendolyn's going to be acting for the first time in her life too. And the piece that I'm directing, it's called Colored by Winter Miller, and it takes place in a subway. There's nine characters, and they each are named a different color: blue, red, yellow, indigo, teal. And Winter is using that as a metaphor to explore the larger issues that are present in Facing Our Truth. So they're very diverse. None of them pull any punches, and that's why the piece always has to be done in combination with a moderated community conversation that Gwendolyn is going to be the moderator of for us.
Okay, so I want to get into that aspect of it, the moderated conversation. But first, how's the acting going?
It's actually
She's quite great.
I'm having fun.
Jamuna, son's a natural too.
Yes, he's a natural. Jamuna's been really supportive, and I've learned a lot. It's their transferable skills into the public speaking, and it's intense because the story is my own story, having raised African American sons. So it's been It's fun and it's also very intense.
And the third co-producer, Jamuna, is the one who is directing the piece that Gwendolyn and JV are in. And they've been really smart and had all kinds of extra rehearsals. Whereas most of us are really coming together next Friday night, meeting on the Colonial stage, which is very exciting that they've opened their doors for this event. And meeting for the first time Friday night, staging our curtain call and going off to rehearse, and then coming back together on Saturday, spending the day together, and then performing for our audience on Saturday night.
Is it one of those things where you think, oh, it's only 10 minutes, or, oh, it's 10 minutes? Like, I mean, does that help, or is it because it's...
There's a lot that happens in
right.
each 10
well,
minutes.
Right, that's what I mean. It has to be very compact and...
I mean, how does it feel for you having rehearsed a 10-minute play?
It doesn't feel like 10 minutes. It feels like an eternity, really. And because we stay, there's a part.
Completely understand that.
There's part of it that's fun and playful, and we really engage the audience. And then there's the seriousness of this woman seeing her son for the last time and then realizing he's dead. So there's for me, it feels like an eternity, and it's a lot. And I think the audience will be on that journey with me.
As far as the moderated conversation, what are some of the things that you believe that you will bring up and see how it goes, or are you going to say, oh, these are the definite points that we want to cover?
So Bridges has been doing community dialogues on race since 2009. We were trained by the Department of Justice to hold these. So we have a race task force. So Chief Nguyen, who's the police chief of Pittsfield, Massachusetts, he is part of our race task force, and he's going to be one of the panelists, along with Shirley Edgerton, who's an activist in our community, and Dr. Chris Himes, who's an education first part of the Education Department, MCLA, but really working on, again, community initiatives in the STEM and education fields. So I chose those three so we could bridge what was going on the stage, you know, what we had just seen, to what's actually going on in our community. So the conversation will be partially a reflection by the audience on what they see and the emotions evoked and what they've learned, and then there'll be actual intentional things prepared by the panelists to share about connecting what they saw on the stage with what's going on in our community.
And in that, so you have a sense of what you're getting into,
yes.
Assuming, given the dialogues that you've had in the past.
Yes.
And how intense do those get?
They get intense. So we do our best with our outreach to get a diverse group and people that don't necessarily agree with us. So right now we have race task force members and development members, as does WAM, out passing out these flyers and having education intersections every step of the way, just with the flyer. So that's one piece. And then, so we already are trying to get people that don't agree or don't get it so they can experience this. Because again, we think storytelling is a really powerful way to enter into this conversation. And then our facilitators, our race task force members will be out in the audience to help support and keep the conversation moving. But we think that there will be intense pieces where people agree, they see themselves,
they don't want to.
Yeah, yes. Exactly.
You know, I mean, it's not a simple issue. We've discovered, you know, within 5 seconds of kind of bringing this topic up, you engage in a very intense emotional conversation. So we're lucky that Gwendolyn's expertise will be navigating our way through the conversation with the audience afterwards.
Tell us a little bit about some of the other pieces that we haven't touched on so far.
Well, like I said, there's 6 pieces. So the one that Gwendolyn is in is about the mother and the son. There's another piece about a couple who are trying to decide whether to have a baby, and it's a couple of color. And there's a situation that occurs in their apartment that influences the conversation they're having. The piece that I'm directing is... Really, it's this group of youth who enter a subway, and the youth are red, pink, and yellow, and they come into the subway car and they quote unquote entertain everybody and expect to be paid for their entertainment. And we learn something surprising about the three youths. And while that entertainment is going on, there is a conversation that I think many people will be able to relate to that involves, you know, young men of color or people of color or people trying to kind of make their way in the world. And then there is that satire that focuses on a white woman who has this Negro phobia, and the playwright has chosen a really comical way in. And we're actually starting the evening with that because we're trying to craft the evening, you know, the emotional journey of the audience, and actually try to end on a hopeful note. So it starts with a woman kind of dealing with her own issues and putting herself literally into the shoes of a young man of color and kind of going through that experience. And then it ends with three friends, a play about three friends, and unfortunately something happens to the young man of color, and the play ends with his two friends and them deciding to find a positive way forward and try to work with their community on hope and optimism. And that's ultimately what this whole evening is for us. You know, WAM works on using theater to create opportunity for women and girls, and gender and diversity and inclusion are often part of the same conversation. And working on this piece has been a continued awakening for me in terms of the added level of urgency that comes up when the topic goes from gender to diversity. So that's where we hope to end the evening, is how can we all move forward together positively towards a more unified existence.
Multicultural Bridge, WAM Theater, Berkshire Theater Group, and Yvette Jamuna Serker present a reading of Facing Our Truth, 6 10-minute plays on Saturday, February 6th at 7:30 at the Colonial Theater in Pittsfield. You can learn more and find links for each organization's website on our website, wamc.org/roundtable. wamc.org/roundtable, Facing Our Truth, on February 6th at 7:30 at the Colonial in Pittsfield. Kristen, Gwendolyn, thank you so much for being with us. Best of luck with your work, and I thank you very much for sharing with us this morning.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Important work. I appreciate it. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.